We're learning the Noam Elimelech of Elimelech Melizhansk on the Parsha, Parshat Emor, and he suggests the following pshat. The Pasuk says, "B'chodesh Rishon b'arba'asar l'chodesh." The first month, it's a month of Nisan, on the 14th of the month, bring the Paschal offering. So he says, the Pasuk is telling us how a person should evolve in their service of Hashem. The Pasuk says, on the 14th of the month, before the middle of the month, the 14th is just before the 15th, which is the middle of the month, in the afternoon. So a person has to realize the first part of his life, he can't attain the level of holiness that he would like. He can't fix himself completely. A person has to realize that at his younger years, he is Beinar Bayim. He is fighting the shadows. The Torah describes that on the 14th in the afternoon, as it gets more shadowy, bring the Paschal offering. Says Rav Elimelech Melizhansk, a person in his younger years is in a battle. His desires are fighting him. He's fighting back. He's not going to gain the level of holiness he'd like. He can grow. What? His younger years. He says, until you reach a certain age, in the first half of life, you're still fighting to hold on to what you have to hold on to. But to gain the level of holiness you'd like to, that's not going to happen in the beginning. You have to know you build towards that. You first have to fight your battles and succeed at them. And then, Pesach Lashem. Pesach. Keep your mouth talking Torah. Pe, the mouth, sach. So he says, the Torah says on the 14th, before the middle of the month, Pesach. Keep your mouth talking Torah. Deal in learning the way you should. And as you learn, you'll prepare yourself. You'll grow to where you have to get to. And then you hit the 15th, which is the middle of the month that corresponds to the middle of a person's life. Chag HaMatzot Lashem. It's at that point that a person can grow in mitzvot. He says matzot is like mitzvot. It's then that a person can develop their love for Hashem. The Pasuk then says, 7 days eat matzah. In other words, the 7 days corresponds to 70 years. The Torah is saying, you want to make your 70 years perfect, so you should know the first half of life is a battle. Stick to Torah, you'll succeed in that battle. The second half, you can be dedicated to the mitzvos the way you should. The love of Hashem comes later in life. Earlier in life, you're still battling to get there. It's when you cross the halfway mark. It's then that you're starting to attain the love of Hashem. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yiyeh Lachem. On the first day, initially, in holiness, Mikra Kodesh Yiyeh Lachem. You have to work hard that Mikra Kodesh, what you call out, what you invest in, is holy. Torah, Tefillah, and not to think about other things that you know your mind shouldn't be there. Kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu. Avodah is prayer. And sometimes a person can approach his prayer when he sees the tzaddik and he says, wow, look at how he davens. Look at how he shuckles. Look at how his payas go flying in the air as he davens. And so what does he do? He starts shuckling violently. And his payas go flying wildly. And he thinks that now he's holy. Because he's adopted the externals of what he admired in the tzaddik that he looked at. Melechet avodah lo ta'asu. Don't take your service of Hashem and make it like a task. Let me get the job done. Externally, if I do this a lot as I daven, so then I must be doing a really good job in my davening. It's not true. It's got to be the other way around. That if one's prayer is uplifted the way it should, then it causes the movement. It's not that the movement causes the prayer. It's that the prayer causes the movement. Says, don't do the things externally as though it were a task to do the avodah. It has to be, as we said, you cross the halfway mark, you want to be dedicated, so then the dedication comes from within. So we learned a piece from